Marty?
I mean, I'm more optimistic about it. I mean, the colon cancer people have all the same, you know, the drug isn't any less toxic there. It may even, in fact, be more toxic in many respects with perforations in colon cancer. They don't have a problem with that. I think the people who could be most discouraging are us. So I'm going to put in my two cents, which is I was certainly skeptical based upon, you know, what I knew of the toxicity 5 years ago. Would Alan's trial be positive? And I still owe him dinner. And I'll be happy to pay up. And I think the fact is we have a clear signal. This is something that improved survival, albeit in a somewhat selective population, but that's the population in the adjuvant setting. To get into the adjuvant setting, you have to have had surgery, which means that you have better cardiovascular function, you have better pulmonary function. These are healthier patients prima facie. And so this is the right study to be done. It's the right time to do it. I think that the trade-off is acceptable. The benefits of chemotherapy in non-small cell lung cancer in the adjuvant setting are every bit as good, if not better, than they are in breast cancer or colon cancer. And now we have a drug that clearly works in the advanced stages. And the toxicity is a little bit elevated, but this is most likely in the poorer performance status patients, which I don't think will be there as much. So I think we need to be enthusiastic and press this trial and get it done and have an answer. Roy's right. There will be many, many questions that it won't answer, but that never stopped anybody else. Every trial that's been there in breast and colon in the adjuvant setting, there's always been some group not included or some group that was included, which you had a question. I mean, they're still arguing about stage 2 colon cancer patients. So, yeah, that's interesting. But really, the bottom line is we have a drug that works. We can figure out why it works later on. Right now, let's show if we can cure a few more patients.